Anthony Britton literally dug his own grave, and it almost killed him. Britton is an escape artist in the tradition of Harry Houdini, and he was attempting Houdini's buried alive stunt. He was handcuffed, shackled, plopped in a grave, and buried under 6 feet of dirt. Now, something you should know about Houdini's buried alive stunt: no one has ever pulled it off. Buried Alive is famous because Houdini failed and very nearly died attempting it. Earlier this month, that scene was repeated at a charity event in England. A crowd of horrified spectators looked on as Anthony Britton had to be dug out and revived by paramedics. I asked him to describe the experience.
To start off with, it's painful. There's no coffin there, there's no casket, nothing there to protect your body. I remember the first bucket of soil hit me. It was a bit of a shock, but then it was a case of, right, we're here, we're doing it. And then when the second one hit me, it was more like a thud on your body, and you could feel the soil compressing around you. You know, you've just got to clear your mind and just completely forget that that's happening if you can. Each bucket that went onto you, I mean, obviously the crushing that it's coming from the front, you know, underneath you, it's coming from the sides of you, it's going on top of you. But yeah, it's not a good one.
So you prepared yourself though for some physical battering. At what point did you realize that things are not going well, that you're in trouble?
For some reason, I think the soil shifted or something, and I got my right arm trapped. And it was trapped between my body and the actual soil itself. So at that point, it was crikey, I can't move my right arm. Anyway, I felt myself going unconscious, and I was just trying to focus on, you've got to do this, you've got to escape the grave, and to keep myself calm. Believe it or not, I was actually in my head singing the song of Great Balls of Fire by the wonderful Jerry Lee Lewis in my head to try and keep myself calm. But, you know, it just got to a point where, you know, I'd given it my entire best shot. I had nothing left in my body. And at that point, that's when I could feel myself going under. And that's at that point, everybody knew exactly what to do, and they got to me as quick as they possibly could.
How close did you get in the end before you lost consciousness?
I've been told once they managed to get to me and get the soil from me and start dragging me up, they quickly realised I was approximately about 2 feet away from breaking through the surface. So it's like, oh, so close but so far.
Are you going to try this again?
I'm taking a few weeks out to recoup.
And you had a cracked rib, right? And what did you come out of this? How were your injuries?
Yeah, I mean, I just had bruising and, you know, a few scratches and a cracked rib. Yeah, that's better than the other outcome that could have happened. Yeah. So I'll settle for that. You shake my nerves
and you rattle my brain. Anthony Britton attempted to escape after being buried alive, no coffin, 6 feet underground. Anthony, thank you very much for speaking with us, and please take care and whatever you do next.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. It's been an honor. Great balls of fire. Kisses the face.